During the course of any 1 year, great numbers of insurance policies are taken out. These policies are drawn up to meet a wide range of happenings. As well as the usual insurances for motor cars and against fire or burglars or other accidents in the home, it is possible to take out an insurance policy to give compensation if employees steal the firm's money or if it rains on a holiday or at a special outing. It is not surprising that insurance business is so important, dealing as it does with such a vast range of subjects. When anyone sends in a claim under an insurance policy, it is, as a general rule, settled in a satisfactory way all round. It can sometimes happen, however, that a claim fails. It may be that the matter about which the claim has been made is not in actual fact covered by the insurance policy. Another reason why a claim can be refused is that all the facts and details of the case have not been set out by the person making the claim. Anyone making a claim must give all the information he possibly can about anything that is concerned in the matter, whether the insurance company ask him questions about it or not. Not long ago, a man who had taken out a fire insurance policy for his garage made a claim for compensation when a fire broke out there. The insurance company, however, refused his claim, although they were well aware that he really had suffered a loss. The reason why they refused to meet his demands was that information had been given to them that several years ago the same man had suffered in the same way. He had then been under the cover of another insurance policy, which he had taken out with a different company. He had made a claim which was settled, to the satisfaction of all concerned. When the second insurance company had asked about previous claims, he had not given this information, and so the company was not obliged to meet his claim.